Good evening, Baltimore and surrounding areas. This is Man in the Mirror with your host of hosts, Hezekiah Montgomery. And along with our co-host, we'll be signing on shortly, Michelle Johnson. And we are just super excited tonight. You know, we have a fellow author on our show this evening, Dr. Eric Holmes, writer of a new novel, The Power of the Seed. And that's just saying those few words just brings power, because when we think the power of the seed, we think of that mustard seed with God, that if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, which is one of the smallest seeds around, you can move mountains. But Dr. Holmes, I'd like to welcome you to the show. So, let's welcome Dr. Holmes to our show. Welcome, Dr. Holmes, to Man in the Mirror. Dr. Holmes? Dr. Holmes, are you there? We're having a little break. Let me just make sure he's there. Dr. Holmes, are you there? Okay, we're having a little difficulty. Just give me a minute, and we'll definitely be back with you. We have to see what is going on with our network. Dr. Holmes, can you hear me? Give me one second. Dr. Holmes, all right, give us one second. We're having a little technical difficulty. Let me try something else. I do apologize. We're having a little difficulty this evening. The devil is a liar. I'm sorry, Dr. Holmes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah, we have a little online difficulty, but we got it back. And as I was saying, we have this great man of God on the show, and I do apologize for that, Dr. Holmes. We know how the internet can get once in a while. It throws things off. But we just would like to welcome you to Man in the Mirror. You know, you are one of our special guests this evening, and we're just, again, we're truly excited because, you know, you're, as I said earlier, you have a book that's powerful, the power of the seed. And so before we get started, because Michelle, you know, should be on soon because, you know, she had a couple things to take care of, but she should be on soon. We're going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to let you start us off with telling us, I'll start off first by getting a little information about you, and then we'll get into our interview. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just bow down to you as humble servants, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our lying down. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for waking us up to this day we've never. We thank you, Lord, for having this awesome man of God on Man in the Mirror, where, you know, where we speak real people, real stories, you know, real overcomers. We love you, Lord. We just give you all honor and glory for what this man has been through, what this man has written for other people to read and learn from, Lord. We will never fail to give you all power, glory, and honor. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And for me to give some brief information about this powerful man of God, Dr. Eric Holmes is a senior coordinator in the radiology department at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland. His fervor to excel and push his abilities has led him to earn an impressive number of awards at Johns Hopkins, the Edward Hall Award, the Martin Luther King Award, the Radiology Customer Service Award, and the Employee of the Year. With a passion and dedication to further his education and help others through his teaching, Dr. Holmes has earned a Bachelor's of Master's degree in Biblical Studies and Theology and a Master's degree and Doctorate in Christian Education at the North Carolina College of Theology. And as I'm reading and was perusing through this, I'm like, Did you even have any time to sleep while you were going through all this, Dr. Holmes? Without further ado, we want you to tell us your story. Tell us, you know, your beginnings. Are you from Baltimore? You know, are you a Baltimore native? Tell us your story from where you began to how God got you to where you're at now, to where you came out where God planted that seed in you to write the book, The Power of the Seed. Because, again, our mantra is real people, real stories, real overcomers. So we want people to hear, you know, about you from your beginnings to all these accolades at Johns Hopkins, which is not easy to get, but as Johns Hopkins has given you, and to where God has led you to write that book, The Power of the Seed, and what it's about. The platform is all yours now, sir.
All right. Thank you so very much, and I'm humbled and honored to be on the show on tonight just to share the story, share what God has done, what God is doing, and where God has taken me. I bless God for his faithfulness, his favor, his grace, and his mercy, and just for the mere fact, the privilege and opportunity, and that he's called and made choice of me, because it is a privilege, and it could always be another way. I thank God for, you know, over 25 years ago, I'm a native of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, went to school, went to college, graduated class of 1986. Yes, class of 1986 rocks, Harrisburg High. And I'm so proud because I write an inspiration on Wednesday for the alumni class, which all the classes are coming together the end of this month from the class of 1980 through 1989. So I am an alumni of Harrisburg High. And born and raised, family of eight. I was number seven, and I thank God. And prior to moving to Baltimore, I worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield for 5 years prior to moving to Baltimore, all in the leading of God, all in prayer, moved to Baltimore. And then the journey begins while I was in Baltimore, you know, and even joining the church that I'm in, went to several, but course, over the last 24 years, been a member of the Bethel Temple Church of Christ, located at 3910 West Rogers Avenue, where my awesome fine pastor is the Bishop Richard J. Pender and his lovely wife, Dr. Patricia Pender, and our former pastor, who I'll never forget, who sold so much of my life, the late Apostle Robert Evans, and of course his wife, Lady Evans, who currently is still at the Bethel Temple Church. So began to work at Johns Hopkins, worked several other places, but then God favored and blessed me to work at Johns Hopkins, where I'm a 20-year employee, and just watched the hand of God just move. And through the midst of trial, situation, circumstance, through process, preparation, even to prior to being a minister, to an elder, you know, to earning all these degrees and all of that, none matters, but to say that I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but the process and preparation to get to where we are, yet to get to where we're going. So I thank God for all of the transformations, the transitions, you know, through the ups, the downs, you know, the highs, the lows, you know, the process that we had to get through to get to a point where we are now, and we're still going through process and preparation. And what led me even and through all of that, and then the leading up into the power of the seed, was birthed out of one 5 a.m. prayer on a Saturday morning. You know, and prior to that, all the awards at Hopkins, I earned those, you know, going through so much. But, you know, earning all those awards, it's a blessing to have favor, you know, and to win the highest award, which is the Edward Halley Award, because that's issued to one employee a year out of 24,000 employees. So that's nothing but the favor and faithfulness of God. So I don't take it lightly. And even with asking God for a project to be a blessing to ministry to my pastor. One Saturday morning, I pray at 1 a.m. I pray at 5. So I came downstairs to pray one Saturday morning, asked God for a project to be a blessing to ministry, to be a blessing to my pastor. And, you know, after praying, I walked into the kitchen, opened the door to the deck, and it's a tree in my yard that had changed colors. I'd never seen it. And at that time, I had been in my house 10 years, and it had changed colors. He said, your season has just changed. And again, heard clear, your season has just changed. And he said, from a seed to a tree, put it in a book, The Power of the Seed. And like literally about 5:30 in the morning, I'm sitting here drawing a tree. And I sent it to a buddy of mine who was a graphic designer. It's like, yo, this is what I want. And they're probably, you know, and I tell people this, probably say, what in the world is he sending me at 5:30 in the morning? But I tell them like this, anytime God gives you vision, gives you dreams, I don't labor, I act upon it, I execute it. So I begin the manifest, you know, I begin the work of it. So the mere fact is I sent it to them, and then, you know, when I got to work, you know, I began doing the work, begin doing the research. And while I was in the emergency room, because I worked both jobs at the main campus, then I would go to our ER and work 3 to 11 in the emergency room. And here it is, something popped up on my timeline with one of the members of my church. And I was like, wow, I didn't know she wrote a book. And so I said, you know, call me. She began to call me and gave me the information to her publishing company, which is the most phenomenal publishing company, Purposely Creative Publishing. So I emailed them, went on their website, and from there, the journey begins. So made the initial contact, you know, set up the first, you know, consultation. And from there, here the power of the seed begins. And so when I look back then to look at now, knowing that it's in the libraries, you know, in the Enoch libraries, it's in the Baltimore County libraries and Dauphin County libraries. I just submitted it to the Virginia Beach Library, submitted it to New York Library. So I am so amazed that God is doing it. Was nominated, you know, for the Isla Award, which is the Indie Author Legacy Award. So out of 805 people, I was one of the finalists after they narrowed it down to 150. After they narrowed it down, you know, I was in the 20 of the finalists, you know. And then 2 weeks ago, being honored to be Author of the Year for the 6th Annual Black Men Rock Award, Black Rock Image Awards in Virginia Beach. And just also, I'll be featured in a magazine, actually two of them next month, because right before you, I got on here, I got a message that I'll be featured in a magazine, and I didn't know it. But anyway, the journey is just beginning, and you know what God is doing. So I tell people all the time, it's through prayer, you know, it's through obedience, it's through hearing God. And you know, when I asked for this project, I didn't know it was going to be a book. I just wanted to be a blessing to ministry, want to be a blessing to my pastor and, you know, to the kingdom. And he said, put it in a book. So that's how the journey began, with the power of the seed. And I have literally watched God and the hand of favor, how God allowed me. You know, next week I'm doing a book signing at the Enoch Pratt Library. I'm at the Hamilton branch on July the 12th, but my book is also in that library. So I'm the first author and the first local author, they said, and I'm featured on their website. And then also the July and August issue of their Compass in the writer's life. So it's a blessing, and I take it not for granted. And I'm humbled and I'm honored that God would make choice of me. And just to see now how he has blessed and favored the power of the seed. You know, because my heart was just to be a blessing to ministry and to my pastor and to the kingdom.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm just truly excited because you had a lot going on. And you one of those babies like me who graduated high school, because you're from Harrisburg, PA. And I'm from Philadelphia, PA. And I'm a class of 81. So I guess one of us is getting old, and you the class of 86. So,
yes, and I'm so excited about the Aholi alumni all coming together. So it's a decade of people coming together from the class of 1980 through 1989. So, but I'm so privileged and humble that I write every Wednesday. I write an inspiration for the Wednesday message that I write to them. So, and it's amazing because, you know, to be able that people call on you and to share. And but it's all to bring God glory, as I tell people. It's all about him. It's all, if anything, if it's not bringing him glory, if it's not blessing him, and if not pointing people back to him, all of this, as some say, all of this is just vanity. All of this is in vain.
Amen, amen, amen. And I had a couple points, because I'm always writing down when my guests are talking. I had a couple points. You say you came from a family of 8, and that's a big family, because actually my when I was growing up, I had to go live with my aunt. She had 7 boys and 1 girl. I mean, 7 girls and 1 boy. But the interesting fact is that you were number 7, and 7 is almost like the number of completion. And when God does things, he does, you know, always look at numbers. Numbers are very, you know, influential in the Bible and important.
Yes.
And so you chose to. Now, why did you leave Harrisburg?
prayed about moving, and literally it was Baltimore because I had not seen the place I was moving until I literally got here. You know, even with the job, it, you know, I wasn't employed at Hopkins when I moved here. So it's all in the leading of God, all in the plan and will of God. And here I am. And I look back and I'm like, wow, June was 25 years. And I've just literally, and no matter what the process, no matter what the situation, circumstances, up, down, preparation process, God has been faithful in the midst of everything. When you look back, the good always outweighs the bad. When you look back, his greater. When you look back, his grace, his mercy, and just the mere fact that we're still here, we're still on victory side.
Amen. Amen. And you you also mentioned that you, you know, worked at Blue Cross Blue Shield for about 5 years. And so how was that, you know, moving from a different state? You know, because I know it was a transformation for me as well when you move from a different city and different state. And then we all, everybody, I don't know if it's just me now, I don't feel bad, everybody migrates to Baltimore. So how was that when you first got here to Baltimore?
It was a difference. You know, the transitioning from, of course, one state to another when you've been born and raised. You know everybody there, though I knew people here, but to know that all my family was there. I mean, I have some like cousins and stuff here in the Maryland area, but it's not like your family, you know, that you have all of your family there. So the transition was different. You're going to another state, or even as, you know, we look at like the prophet son, when he went out, he went into a whole nother country, you know. So the thing about it is that the difference of being what you were familiar to the unfamiliar, now you have to get familiar with something you've never been. You never was in Maryland. You never, I mean, not that I've never come through Maryland, but living in Maryland, you know what I mean? And knowing that I would have to travel back and forth to where my family was. And, you know, of course, I thank God because it was close enough. And my mother transitioned about 3 years ago, that any time I needed to get on a roll, I could just get there in an hour and something, and I was back home. So the thing about it was, is that, you know, through the whole transitioning and, you know, leaving a job that I worked at there and, you know, looking for another job, coming to a whole different environment. But all of these were experiences. All of this was part of the process. All of this was in the plan and will of God. So the thing about it is, I'm glad he knows our end from our beginning. But the mere fact that it's just process and preparation from where you are to where you're going. So we look at all of this with the transition. We look at all the process. We look at what we dealt with, what we had to go through to where we had to be. And the thing about it is, it's just stopped. But my ultimate destination, my purpose, my destination. But I needed all of this to get me to here and then to take me where I'm going.
Okay, so yeah, I like that. It's part of the process because we're always being processed, you know, in life. Whatever we go through, we are always being part of the process. And for those who are listening, you're listening live with Man in the Mirror with your host, Hezekiah L. Montgomery. Our co-host is unavailable this evening, but we're having our live interview with Dr. Eric Holmes. You can call in at 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror. And we're having a great interview of a former Harrisburgian via to now a Baltimorean for over 20 years now. So he's been here for a minute, you know, and God is truly using this man, and he's not. Now, tell us about how you came upon the church that you're in now, Bethel Temple.
The complex I had moved into, Wellington Gate, I went to a couple other churches while I was here, but then one of my neighbors, and then one of my neighbors invited me to Bethel Temple when they were on Haywood Avenue. And then also I'll end up working with a coworker who also invited me. And when I got there, it was all history, because when I heard Apostle Evans, you know, when it's with the sheep will know my voice. you know, and the thing about it was like, bam, it was here. This is who was going to be my pastor. And even with the transitioning of Apostle Evans to now Bishop Pender, but I knew I was planted here at the Bethel Temple Church of Christ, which I'm a proud member. I love my church. I love my pastor. And I tell anybody, there's no place like 3910 West Rogers Avenue. And I am so humbled and honored that God would plant me even under Apostle Evans, you know, because he poured so much into me. And I always will keep the legacy. I will always keep the name alive because it was a message he preached in reference when I thought about it. He preached the message, he gives seed to the sower. And the thing about it is, when I gave, you know, all the accolades and I, you know, gave shout out to him in my book, you know, and one of the messages deals with, you know, Isaiah 55 and 10, which the book was based on, he gives seed to the sower. And it deals with the power of the seed, and he does give seed to the sower. So I'm so grateful that God placed two awesome men of God who are examples, who are godly men who poured in my life, who even for ministry, Apostle Evans saw Byron's ministry, and that started the whole transition of ministry. And the thing about it was, is that all he poured, even for radio, like one day he said, I need you to be the director of public relations. And I'm like, huh? You know, but I trusted the God in him because he had a walk with God. He had relationship with God, and I know he had a word. So he saw back then what was in me, and I'm looking at it now that I'm on radio. Like, I've been on radio ever since. But it's amazing because when you have an awesome man or woman of God that hears from God, and I tell people this all the time, learn to celebrate your leader. Learn to bless them. Learn. Every time you be a blessing to them, God will turn around and bless you. I've seen it. And everything he spoke, I see the manifestation of it. He told me how blessed I would be. He told me from my faith, my obedience, my giving. And I'm looking at now, he said that over 21 years ago. And yet, here I write a book, The Power of the Seed, where he talked about he gives seed to the sower. And when he preached that message, wow. And here my book is based on Isaiah 55 and 10, though, with other scriptures dealing with seeding and other scriptures. But it's amazing to me that all that then, now it just caught up to the maturity. It caught up to the timing and season of God. And then even with the transitioning of Apostle Evans and now with Bishop Pender, who furthers me and encourages and pours into me and my pastor, my mentor, my spiritual father, I'm so blessed that he would place me in such an awesome leadership and an awesome ministry. And I'm so ever grateful that I will always, and I said, Lord, when my millions come, that one thing, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to pay off this church. Was one of the things I, Lord, want to just bless them, bless the kingdom, bless my pastor and first lady, because they've been such an integral part. And when my mother transitioned, they were the first people I called at 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get no voicemail. I didn't get no call back, but no, they talk with me, pray with me. I mean, like literally, and I tell people this, I thank God for Galicia. I thank God for the church. You know, and many people talk about the church, this, that, but I thank God for 3910 because even all my ward, my pastor was there sitting in the auditorium. That means a lot when you got a good shepherd and leader, but yet his wisdom, his knowledge. And you know, if I need direction, like I was going with one book company, I showed it to him. I tore the contract up, but end up with this blessing that was waiting for me, Purposely Creative. So I shout out Tashina Davis and them and the whole staff at Purposely Creative Publishing. And, you know, my coach Susan that I had as I was going through with, you know, the book and, you know, to my Aunt Beverly, who Lady Brand, you know, who, you know, did help me with all the corrections, and, you know, to Dr. Lawrence, who pulled what was in me out of me, and, you know, so many, Lady Pender, my mentor, and Lady Evans. So I thank God he placed me with people that sowed into my life, poured into my life, and I'm so ever grateful that now here it is, this book has gone like so. I'm really excited because I'll be featured in a magazine next month, and one of the magazines, it's in India, called Upwards Magazine, and I told them it's an awesome magazine, and they feature people from all over. Here it is, now The Power of the Seed, then went into another country. God is amazing. It's all to God be the glory. You know, it's all pointing to him, and all praises go to him. I tell anybody, it's all because of his glory. It's all because of his grace. It's all because of he had made choice of me, even when he called us, even in our mother's womb. And the process that we had to go through, the preparation that he had to take us through, just like you look through scripture, look at David, everybody has a process. Everybody has to go through the preparation to get them to where God has them and where God has taken them. And I thank God for the preparation. I thank God for the process and for a foundation that I had two awesome leaders that would help guide me. And I said, Lord, when these millions come, God knows I'm coming in here with the check. And right here, I said every day, and I mean it. Like, God, whenever you release it, whenever the deal that seals the deal, I'm coming in. I tell my bishop on it, any day. And that's been my motto for the last year, any day. Any day. But because I thank God for God placing me there, but what they poured, what they sold, what they helped, and they supported me. My first book signing was at 3910. I wouldn't have it no other way.
Amen, amen, amen. That is powerful. We are winding down to our first half of the show. And we are having a live interview again with Dr. Eric Holmes, the author of Power of the Seed. And it's a powerful book from what I'm hearing. I downloaded it. When we come back after our break, we'll let him give us some information how they can get the book. It's actually in our event page. We'll get information how we can contact him. After our break, you can also, if you want to press the number 1 on your phone, you'll be put in our queue, and we'll bring you on, you know, if you have any questions, because this man, we haven't even got a chance to talk about the 5 a.m. prayer, because I'm like, I'm trying to just wake up in the morning. And he's talking about 1 a.m. prayer. 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm trying to get back to sleep. 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. And this man is praying. So I am, I commend him, because, you know, it's that fervent prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. So when we have that fervent prayer, that's when God will, you know, I have to answer that prayer. And, you know, I commend you, because at 1 a.m. I'm trying to hold on if I want to go to sleep. And at 5 a.m. I know I'm normally asleep and trying to wake up. So, but anyway, again, you're listening live with Man and Mary with your host, Hezekiah L. Montgomery, and co-host Michelle Johnson, who's off today. But we are just having a wonderful interview with this wonderful man of God. Now, we have a few notes from our supporters. Music instructions for all learners, where music knows no age. If you're interested in learning music instructions such as piano lessons or instrumental lessons, please contact us at 443-574-5491 to set up an appointment to talk to our instructor. Another sponsor is Curvy Boss Project. Curvy Boss Project was created to empower, inspire, and motivate and change the lives of full-figured women. Curvy chicks are boss chicks too, not to mention beautiful, intelligent, and talented. Please check them out on Facebook at Curvy Boss Project. And we have another very special, talented young lady who has been supporting Man in the Mirror, and her name is Diana Arlena of Diana Arlena Photography. For great pictures at a great price, contact Diana on Facebook at Diana Eaton. And we're going to take a few minutes break. We will come back. If you would like to have a word, have questions, you know, give a shout out to the great, the one, the only, Dr. Bishop Eric Holmes, you know, as I said, press number 1 and we will bring you up. And folks, we'll be back in a few minutes. And just remember, when God, you know, this song, I heard this song on 95.1 Shine FM, and it really impacted me, so I had to put it in our queue, and it's called Dream Small.
It's a mama singing songs about the Lord. It's a daddy spending family time the world says he cannot afford. These simple moments change the world. Pastor at a tiny little church. 40 years of loving on the broken and the hurt. These simple moments change the world. Dream small. Don't buy the lie, you've gotta do it all. Just let Jesus use you where you are. One day at a time, live well. Loving God and others as yourself. Find little ways where only you can help. With His great love, a tiny rock can make a giant fall. Dream small.
Hezekiah Montgomery, our co-host Michelle Johnson is unavailable this evening, but we, as they always say, the show must go on. So, Dr. Holmes, are you having a good time tonight? I know I am.
Yes, I am. I always love to share, just to encourage, and just to allow people to, you know, just hear about God's goodness and just the mere fact of how awesome God is, no matter what we might experience. No matter what we might be going through in life, God is still faithful. God is still who He said He is.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. And again, if you're not on, you can tell somebody. We still have about a half hour left. They can call in at 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-the-mirror, and this will be on demand 10-15 minutes to 30 minutes after the show, and we will always share it on Facebook and with Twitter, everywhere you get a chance to see it, hear it. But we do have a caller who's, who, you know, has some questions for you, and I will bring them on, and that's the caller ending in 9295. Caller ending in 9295. You are now on Man in the Mirror with Dr. Eric Holmes. Caller.
Hello, Dr. Holmes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. All glory to God because I had a stroke recently and I'm recovering and I'm doing pretty well and I'm glad to be here. I am so impressed with you. I understand that you're going to be at the Hamilton branch on July 12th, and I was wondering what time is that going to be?
It's going to be, bless God for you being on, and I decree and declare divine wholeness, not just healing, but wholeness even in your recovery process. But I'll be at the Hamilton branch July the 12th at 6 p.m. through 7:30.
Good. I'm so glad that's in the evening because I have an appointment in the morning. So I wonder what time that would be. Great. Then I'll see you on the 12th. And I also, I'm interested in your book. I heard that you had a book signing. So I'm just interested in the book. So after you talk about that, I just want to write the name of it down so I can remember. So I can get a copy of that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And it's actually, if you go on the Enoch Pratt Library on the Hamilton branch, I'm actually featured in their July and August issue in the Compass under the Writer's Live. And I'm also on their website. So the book is even on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and it's called The Power of the Sea. But if you look on their website, you'll see it on the Hamilton branch under events July the 12th. And also you'll see my picture on there, and as well under the Writer's Live in the Compass for the July and August issue. I'm under the Writer's Live. I'm like number one right at the top. So as soon as you open Writer's Live, you'll see it, and it's called The Power of the Seed. So you can either get one on Thursday or, you know, if I meet you during the week or, you know, just let me know, whatever's easy and convenient for you.
Okay. And I understand that you're featured in Upward Magazine. Is that available locally?
It's actually coming out next month.
Okay.
If the magazine's already out, but I just know I'll be featured in the one next month.
And that's available locally?
It's actually online, and it's like UP and then Words, WORDS. It's actually a magazine that is actually based out of Kolkata, India.
Very awesome magazine
that, yeah, really, you would enjoy the magazine. I was impressed with it.
Thank you. I just want to make sure I got that right because I want to look at the magazine, and I also want to get the book, and I want to hear you speak at Hamilton Branch. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I will be sharing, you know, about the book and then also with the book signing. So I'm looking forward. They're excited because I'm actually featured in their display case, and it's just amazing because that's actually where my book started from, being in the library.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Okay, well, thank you so much. You know, we have so many interesting people coming on Man in the Mirror, and I'm just so happy that you're here. And I'm going to get off now and let other people speak in case somebody else has something to say. But thank you so much. And
thank
have a
you,
great
and
evening.
I truly, truly look forward to meeting you, and just know I'll be continuing from here now that I've, and I will be covering you in prayer.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, Dr. Holmes. All right, then. You have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And thank you, caller, for calling in. Well, Dr. Holmes, you're starting to get a following already. That's what I like, that you're starting to get your following already. You know, your groupies starting to follow you over to Hamilton, the Hamilton Branch Library on the 12th. And that's exciting. And continue to pray for our people that call in, our callers that call
Absolutely.
In, because things happen to us that's beyond our control, but only God can keep us. Again, I say only God can keep us. Again, give our callers your contact information. Give our listening audience information how they can contact you, and we'll make sure that we put it inside the Facebook event page.
Sure. My email is ELYNNK 1306@gmail.com. The book is on Amazon as well as Barnes and Noble's. It's also, you can look it up on goodreads.com. It's also on worldcat.org, which is the largest library website. And they can always call me, 443-682-5074.
That was 443-682-5074. We'll make sure we put that information.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we put that information in, because when we want, you know, people, when we have people on, when we have authors especially, you know, that'll help support you. The people may want to call you and want to get a copy of your book, you know, and again, to get a autographed copy of your book is going to, that's going to be worth putting towards that $1 million down payment to pay off that church that you want to enjoy. Because Keaton Bishop is on the way. And,
it's on the way.
You know,
it's
and
on
that,
the way, because when God can trust you.
I like how you said, getting back to the interview, I like how you said, you know, you looked at the tree. You never noticed before. But the tree, when you finally noticed it, you said it was a season for change. Because, you know, I know we have a tree in the back of our house. And you know, we have, in my neighborhood, we have people who have been living here years. And the lady said that tree started off as a little weed. And they kept cutting it. But after a while, if you don't cut it, that weed grew up to be a dynamic tree. And again, that's like almost a your season of change when you said that, because, you know, people don't notice it, but as things continue to grow, that seed that the birds may have planted or may have fallen off an animal, that seed got into the ground, got covered up, warm, it went through the test of time, trials and tribulations, dirt, rocks, weeds. That's almost like people that's coming in our life, in and out of our lives, dirt, rocks, weeds. And then, as you said, when that season of change came, that's when you noticed that tree was there. So give us some more, you know, definition of, you know, when you finally noticed that tree, and how you had to sit down and draw something. So, because it almost seemed like you drew the picture of the tree before you even started writing the book.
I did, and that's what happened. But see, everything points back to a seed. And as I do use illustrations in the book, one, everything starts with a seed. We know that Christ was the ultimate seed for us. But everything starts with a seed. And like from the natural and the spiritual, as I do the illustration in the book, you deal with the farmer from the natural aspect, from the agriculture. You deal with the spiritual for the believers. But everything has to start with a seed. But before you can see, there's the process. There's the preparation. You've got to do the necessary work. So even from that tree I looked at, it started with a seed. But however, just like with your yard, what you have to do is get in and do the work. You got to pull the weeds. You got to overturn the dirt like the farmer has to do. And he got to get the ground ready in order to plant, because every ground is not good ground. And if the work is not done and you plant and there is weeds and all of this, it may choke your seed so it won't grow. Because here it is, the seed, it's the process as it germinates through the underground process. It gets to the set or whatever it's been planted that it's going to be the harvest. But see, here it is, I love about the farmer. He sees from the beginning, yet he sees the end. He plants, but yet he sees the harvest. So here it is for the believer. We see and we sow, we tithe and we plant and we expect a harvest. But I tell people it's not always in money. It's in favor. Like I just prayed for that lady. A seed's been planted because I'm decreeing it by the word wholeness and healing. I'm decreeing, I'm planting a seed that it would grow, that she may be healed, but not just be made, I mean healed, but be made whole. So it's in more than just money, but it's in favor. And as we seed, as we plant, as we sow, here it is. It's going to be a harvest. It may be in health. It may be in a job. It may be an increase. You may be investing in the lives of your children. Like when I went to the Black Men Rock Image Award, I planted and invested words of wisdom into these two youth. And here it is. We invest in them now. And God gave me this saying, but you will see the dividends later. So here it is. I'm investing now. So I'm planting now. But yet my seed travels through the underground process and gets to the set time and season. Now I'm looking at a harvest. Here it is, one of the illustrations I put in with Tyler Perry, when a lady blessed him when he was homeless, but yet it was 20 years she did it, but 20 years later, the seed showed up at the appointed time when she was in need, when she had lost her job, when her house was in foreclosure. But isn't it amazing how strategic God is? A seed planted 20 years couldn't show up until 20 years later at the appointed time. Ecclesiastes 3:1 said, to everything there is a season. I told you, don't try to operate out of the timing and season of God, because you're going to miss it. We try to operate. Fruit doesn't all grow in the same season or the same climate. When you plant, when you sow, it's got to be in the season. It's got to be in the timing. And too many of us, we operate out of the timing and season of God.
Now, the question is, because I know someone in our listening audience may want to know, how will we know the timing? And I like how you mentioned, that's one of my favorite, you know, books in the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Timing, how will we know timing, and how will we know the season?
One of the
timing
is
when you know.
Yes. But when you know it's the timing and season of God, everything's going to work out. I don't care what the process, I don't care what we might have gone, but it's going to manifest just like he said it would. You're going to know it because it's going to be in alignment, it's going to be in agreement, you know, and things are going to work out the way they should, even when you have problems or things may come up, but yet timing and season. The farmer looks at the harvest, but yet timing and season. He'll know it because he'll see the harvest. We know it because we're seeing the fruit that is there. We're seeing the labor of it. We're seeing the manifestation of it. And you'll definitely know it.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, what, you know, we're winding down. You know, we're about 10 minutes left. So what do you have to say to our listening audience when they're going through things, you know, with family situations, family problems? Because everything, people want to give up today. You know, some of those seeds that are planted in them may have been choked out by the weeds. You know, we have people doing suicide. We have people killing each other. We have families just going through. So what do you have to tell those families that are, you know, going through these different types of situations?
I tell people, be encouraged. Because we know the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But he who endures to the end, the key to it all is endurance. One of the illustrations I use in there is the turtle and the rabbit. It wasn't how fast he was going, it's that he endured and he crossed the finish line. The rabbit took a break and laughed. So even people may start out ahead of you, but you just keep going. Even when it seems situation, bump, stop, I use this also with to slow you down, but you keep on going. It's not how fast I run, but that I endure. It's not how I start, it's that I finish. No matter what circumstance, no matter what situation, the key to it all, I got to endure. No matter if I fall, I got to get back up. The whole thing about it is I just got to continue in the race. It's like we're in this race, and you got to keep on going. And though you may fall, you just got to get back up. It's all part of the process. But never give up, because quitting is not an option. And we got to, I dealt with the inspiration left of this Wednesday, faith, fear, and focus. We can never allow our fear to outweigh our faith, and we can never be so off focus that we lose hope or of the faith. So we've got to endure the race. We've got to endure the process. And a lot of times too many people want to come out of the process too soon. No, get processed. You can't take a cake out of the oven too soon. It won't be done. You can't put a cake in a microwave because you're not going to get a good product. Some things go in a microwave. Some things go in the oven. Some things go in a crock pot. It's process, but you got to wait till it's done. We've got to endure our process. Tell them, be encouraged. Never give up. First of all, God's word will never fail. His word will never return back void. God's word will accomplish everything that he sent it to. But everything, as Paul declared, it's all working for my good. The good, the bad, it's all working for my good. It's all working for my process. We've got to apply the word. We got to apply prayer. And prayer is so important. Prayer is so key. And then we've got to apply the word. We've got to stand on the word and the promises of God. For they are yea and amen. It will not fail. And I did a message at our church a couple weeks ago, and it was, the thing about it is about the promise. If God makes us a promise, he's going to keep us alive just so we see it. Caleb waited 45 years for his promise, but God kept him alive. You're not going to die until you see the promise, because once he speaks a word, it's got to manifest. It's got to happen. I don't care what the enemy brings. I don't care what distraction. I don't care if God spoke it. So shall it be. He said, let it be, and it was. But then we go back to Genesis. He said here it is. As long as the earth remains, there shall be seed time and harvest. So when Isaiah picked it up in 55 and 10, he said he gives seed to the soul. So when Paul picked it up in Galatians 6 and 9, he said that's why we don't have to get weary. We got a harvest coming. We got to go back to the word. We got to go back to prayer, our foundation. When we feel like we're going to give up, when we feel like things are, God will always send a sign, whether it's a song, whether it's a person. But the mere fact is, if he gave you breath, you got hope. If he gave you another day, you got another chance. If he gave you another breath of life, you can make it.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm definitely enjoying this. We are winding down to the last seven more minutes of the show. And I'm going to do a recap. And again, if you have any questions, again, press number one on the phone, and we'll let you talk to our guest tonight, Dr. Eric Holmes of the Great Bethel Church under the leadership of Bishop Pender and Lady Pender.
Yeah.
And actually, at my former church, I actually seen you guys graduate when you guys got your doctorate. So I was there. You know, as you guys all went through, you know, me and my wife was there in support. But, you know, this young man is a graduate of the class of 1986. You know, us 60s babies that were just born around in the 60s and 70s. Harrisburg, PA, you know, Harrisburg bound, born, bound. He didn't even know, but God said go, and he followed, and he came to Baltimore. Yeah. This young man was a family of eight, number seven. You know, I worked for Blue Cross and Blue Shield for many years, and then it was time for him to pick up and go. And I know, because it was time for me to pick up and go from Philadelphia, and people looked at me like I was crazy, but I said it was time, you know. When God tells us to do, just like he told Abraham, go. Abraham didn't ask no questions. He just went. What if Abraham would have started asking questions? Well, God, where do we know? He said, go, go. And Abraham went. That's that obedience. You know, as we listen to him, he says, you say you're writing inspirations too. For some of your classmates, is that, you know, I heard you say that. Is that correct?
Yeah. Every Wednesday for our Harrisburg High alumni, for the alumni from the class of 1980 through 1989, each person that was requested has a day, and we write an inspirational message for the entire, that whole decade of classes. And so every Wednesday I write an inspirational, a morning inspiration.
And that's a beautiful thing. Because sometimes, many times today, we think that once we graduate, that's it. We don't have to see or hear from these people again.
Mm-hmm.
But these are people that you spent at least 3 or 4 years of your life with. And to spend the next 10, 20, 30 years still communicating with them, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Because we're all people. You don't know what they're going through. Some of them have lost loved ones. Some of them have lost, you know, some of them have, you know, gone to the war. It never came back. So, you know, to have someone like yourself giving them that inspiration, that's needed to make it through life daily. As my pastor says, Pastor Erica Stanley, she always sends out a word every morning. Text, via text, Facebook, she sends something out, because even if she says, even if you just quote one scripture throughout the day, that's planting that seed, the power of the seed, as you were saying, that's planting that seed in you that, you know, won't give the devil his turn that day. Because people don't realize the devil is out. The devil is real. He's true. And I also like what you said, is whatever you went through, because the devil tries to use whatever we went through, our past, and people say, my yesterday is not my today. My then is not my now. So the devil tries to use our past in our life to keep us from going forward. He's always going to be there to you know, put that in your ear. Well, what about what you did? God is not going to accept that. As I learned and at church, is Jesus paid it all. It's done. We ain't got to keep worrying about it. You know, we ain't got, when that seed is planted and that seed is being nurtured in our heart, and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we ain't got to worry about it. Yeah, he's going to try to, you know, he's the accuser. That's the word. He's going to always try to accuse us. But we got to realize that when he comes to accuse us, it's okay. That's okay, Satan. Your day is coming. I heard a minister talking about, he knows his day is coming. So just remind him, because he doesn't like that. Just know your day is coming, and I'm going to be living forever. So he doesn't like to be reminded of that. But knowing that Jesus Christ was that true seed that lives in us daily, every day. And, you know, I'm looking forward to reading your book. I downloaded it. We got, you know, you gave the information for people to be able to listen, you know, listen to you. They'll be able to listen to this message 10, 15 minutes after the show is over. And also they'll be able to get a copy of your book. Paul did call in. He's going to be at Hamilton Branch on the 12th of July at 6:30 p.m.?
6 p.m. to 7:30 at the Hamilton Branch of the Enoch Pratt Library on Harford Road.
Yeah. So, you know, so all those who are available, go down there, you know, support their brother, Dr. Eric Holmes, because I know I've met him personally. You know, you can tell us about your church. That's what I wanted to ask. Tell us about your church that you have.
God blessed me with actually one of the clothing line is with hoodies, shirts, and all of that is the Power of the Seed. And the other one that God spoke to me, it was after one prayer, my 1 a.m. prayer, about 2 a.m. I was going up the steps, and he said, favor will change the rules. And I shared that with the church, but then God said, brand it and trademark it. So I sent it in, filled out the form. And, let me put this here. Please get your stuff branded and trademarked. Please do that, because if somebody takes your ideal and it's not branded or trademarked, it's nothing you can do about it. And listen, it just in general, somebody may hear you say it or whatever, but if all my stuff is branded and trademarked right down at the State Building, 301 Preston on the 8th floor, make sure you do that. You can download the forms and make sure you get your stuff, and people sell shirts and all of that, and it's not traded or brandmarked. Literally, if somebody else took that, there's nothing you can do. So, yes. Favor will change the rules, and God has shown me that favor will change the rules, because literally I've watched my book in one library. It took 1 week in another library, 2 weeks in another library, not even 2 weeks. So I know favor will change the rules, and that's been like literally I got hoodies, shirts, you name it. And it's a blessing, because it's a reminder to us to knowing that God's favor and his favor is better than money in the bank. But favor will take you where people and money can't. Favor will open doors for you. Favor will do what people and money can't.
Amen, amen. And with that, there's nothing I can say. He said it. Favor will change the rules. I'd like to thank all of you who have been listening in to our guest and fellow author, Dr. Eric Holmes. He is truly blessed this evening, and we were and encouraged us. Dr. Holmes is now part of the Man and the Mirror family. Thank you guys so much for your love and support. And, you know, it's not, as I said, nothing I could say. We're going to close with that. Favor will change the rules. This is Hezekiah L. Montgomery signing off. And as always, we'll see you at the Mirror.
An overcomer.